The reading today is taken from the first chapter of Matthew, and it's verses 18 to 25, and you'll find that on page 965, if you wish to follow it. Page 965, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. The birth of Jesus Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to the son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Let's get this over. I have a question for you. Not as hard as Ian's, I don't think. Let's see. If anyone knows the meaning of their name. So we have the roaming mic. Hands, there's hands up right at the back, Matthew, so I'm glad I got you to run. Do you know the meaning of your name? You can't hear at the front.
Alien, stranger.
What was your name, though?
Margaret.
Barbara, thank you.
Michael, who is like the Lord?
Yes, Michael, I concur. I have Googled some.
Vanessa, which is a butterfly.
Yes! Any others there? And then over the other side, Matthew.
Patricia, it's noble.
Haven't come across any funny names like Ian's.
Ruth, friend, kindness.
They're wonderful.
Sarah means princess.
And Judith means Jewess.
Douglas means dark blue.
Matthew means gift of God.
Yes.
I think Neil means champion.
Oh, wonderful. Any others?
Alistair is a Scottish version of Alexander, and it means leader of men.
And does Ian know his?
And Ian's Scottish for John, and that must be beloved of God, is it?
Yes, I've got gracious gift of God. Beloved of God. Yes, wonderful.
Mine's not that great, but Miriam means bittersweet.
Ah, but you know where it comes from. Myrrh, which was given as a healing herb. So it brought healing. The bitterness, good came out of the bitterness. No.
Yeah, my name's Clive, and it means cliff dweller.
Right. Any more offerings there? Interesting, isn't it? That's lovely. Thanks. And I'll come on to that in a minute. Because I was going to say that I wonder if any of us were given our name because it specifically meant something to our parents. I think Sarah, that meant something. No. Well, my name is Anne, and it actually comes from the Hebrew name Hannah, and that means grace. Now, Clive and I didn't actually know that when we named our daughter Grace 22 years ago. So she wasn't named because of that purpose. But in the Bible, many names have great significance. Some have a prophetic significance, while others reflect people's faith or their gratitude to God. And our reading this morning, that familiar story of the birth of Jesus, is the disciple Matthew's explanation of how Joseph came to accept Jesus as his son and why he named him Jesus. Joseph was pledged to marry Mary, but she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was thinking about withdrawing his promise of marriage, but he didn't, because an angel appeared to him in a dream and said it was okay to marry Mary. Mary had the baby, and Joseph gave him the name Jesus as the angel had instructed. So we're going to look at that a bit more closely. First of all, Mary became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to go into that too deeply this morning, but I would like to say this. When the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph in a dream, the angel assured him that Mary's story was true. So we can accept it in faith as a miraculous act by God. And we'll move on. Joseph heard directly from God in a dream to call the baby Jesus. Verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew has made a point of clarifying the fact that Jesus' name means Saviour, or the Lord saves. It is through God's Son, Jesus, born into this world as a man, that we can be saved and forgiven our sins. The well-known verse John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And we go on verse 17 to read, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Jesus, what a beautiful name. We've just sung, Jesus, what a beautiful name. And what a promise of hope that name brings for us. Jesus, Saviour. As we move on to the next two verses from today's reading, we hear Jesus referred to by another name, Emmanuel. Matthew, as he tells his version of the story, recalls the prophecy from Isaiah to King Ahaz many years previously. And it's recorded in the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah. It's chapter 7, verse 14, if you want its reference. King Ahaz refused to trust in God. He would not seek the Lord's advice. The prophet Isaiah rebukes him and speaks of the birth of Jesus to come. And Matthew reminds us of this prophecy in those verses 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Although the actual name given to him at birth is Jesus, he is known by many other names. And Ian started by sharing that and mentioned a few. And we find these names throughout the Bible, names such as King of Kings, Messiah or the Christ, Jehovah, Lamb of God, Prince of Peace, Son of God. There are many, many more. Each one gives us a clearer and fuller picture of who he is and what he means to us. And in this passage today, we hear him referred to by the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is God's desire. God wants to be with us, not separated from us. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to bring us back into a relationship with him, and to remain with us forever through the power of his Holy Spirit. Today, we have a choice. We can choose to trust in God. We can choose to accept Jesus, the Christ, as our Saviour. We can choose to believe that God is with us now, in all our situations, that he will always be with us. Jesus, the Lord saves. Emmanuel, God with us. What do these names mean to you? May God's gift to you this Christmas be an understanding of all the beautiful names of Jesus, but especially these two. And may you discover the true meaning of these names for you. I'm going to finish with a song. It's called Son of God. It's a video. It's got some images that are rather Christmassy. It's called Son of God, which is one of the names given to Jesus that we've already mentioned. And I'd ask that you use it as a time of reflection. Think about the names of Jesus. And may the Lord be with you. God bless you all.